You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
I'm the pastor of St. Ignatius Church. I've been here for about 10 years now. I came from St. Vincent de Paul Parish in Dartmouth. I'm a diocesan priest, meaning I'm under a bishop rather than a religious priest or religious order. We are a small church in Bedford. Bedford is a suburb of Halifax. I don't know the population, but we have a small church. We seat about 225 people on a given Sunday at a Mass. We have a great community of people that are active in the parish, and it's really been a joy being here. Well, Easter, now that you asked the question, it reminds me of the phrase of Charles Dickens: "We live in the best of times, we live in the worst of times," depending on what you view on the bad news of television and radio. But we also see some great things happening, and I think that's what Easter's about. We see the suffering of Jesus and his death, his passion, and as I said on Sunday, in Jesus was the story of Israel at the time, the destruction of the temple, the diaspora. Horrible times, sufferings, deaths, murders, killings, all on the one side. And then the resurrection in a new body that became Christianity. But it was essentially a hope that God, the living God, can rise and become part of the world. And today, in our own society, we see the same darkness all around us. If we wanted to look at it, we see the environmental concerns, the huge garbage dump that's in the middle of the ocean, of the Pacific Ocean. We see the threat of perhaps nuclear war or economic decline and so forth, violence and in schools. And then what struck me recently was the recent rally in Washington of the young people, and the hundreds of thousands, I don't know how many people there were. It was huge. You couldn't see the end for the March for Our Lives. Unlike the protests of the 60s against the Vietnam War, these were peaceful demonstrations. Not a demonstration, perhaps. Maybe another word might be better used. But an enlivening of the desire for peace, for love, for a better world. The war is not overseas, it's not in a foreign country, but in America itself. And how does that affect Canada or impact us? I had a friend of mine recently said one of the first shootings was in Canada, in Ontario. I did not know that. But violence is all around us. The Me Too movement is a movement that decries the violence against women. So there seems to be a growing, and I hope it's a growing, awareness that enough is enough. We can't afford a continuation of the violence that we see. So the Passion of Christ is all of that violence that we do to one another. And not only one another, but to our creation. Pope Francis, Laudate Si, wrote his concerns about the environment, how our violence is against all kinds of living creatures, whether it's in the ocean or on land, and our awareness that we are one. And if we destroy part of it, it impacts it the entire. And so I hope there is a growing awareness of our oneness in the Lord, in under God, whether you're religious or not. I think that's the message that we can adopt, that we are one, one with each other, one with the earth, one with the ocean, and all of life. And we have a call to stewardship and to care for that life. And so my Easter message would be, despite the suffering, the passion, the death that surrounds us and the darkness that surrounds us, there's also a vision, a hope, and people who are acting to bring light into the world. New life, we pray, is better. than it's been in the past. It's always easy to claim the other person is the cause. We learn that when we're children, when our parents say, stop fighting, and we say, he started it. We always point the finger at the other person, and we forget that when we point, there are three fingers pointing back at us in nearly every situation. If we can take responsibility for ourselves, that's the first step, I believe. We have to be responsible for our own actions. Second of all, of course, is the forgiveness of our sins, so to speak, forgiveness of one another. When Jesus was speaking, the violence that was all around and the need for forgiveness then still exists today. Can we afford enemies? Can we really afford enemies when there's so much destruction that can arise, so many lives destroyed, not only killed, but those who surround them, who suffer from mental anguish that lasts a lifetime? I think the time, we all think, I believe, the time is past. We can't afford this. We just can't. And the fear of escalation, we start with a little thing and then it escalates into a big thing. Do we take responsibility for the larger picture and say, well, I didn't intend that. It arises. So violence around the world, well, even our small acts of violence contributes to that. We cannot afford to continue on our journey. If we ever could in the past, certainly it's not something we want for our future. For us as Christians, that God became one with us so that he might die with us, not just for us, but to die with us, that we in turn may rise with him, with him. That's the goodness of God. The God does not abandon us, that ever leaves us. He is with us and walks our journey beside us. If there's a goodness of our Father that we could imitate, as whether we believe in Jesus or whether we have our own inner sense of what is good and what is right, that sense, that might be a conscience, might be just a general sense of what is good, it's a choice we make. And the more often we make it, we reflect our God in heaven, and God becomes alive and visible in the goodness that we choose in our lives.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.